Local craft beers this Friday at Sales and Ales, presented by S3 Maritime. Buy four or more tickets online and get free parking, tickets, discounts, and a complete list of events and activities at seattlebocho.com.
I just saw a commercial on TV about a new Samsung TV that you can talk to, and it understands you and even recommends the best shows to watch.
Yeah, I was reading about that. That's the new F6400 series of Samsung.
So I can jump from Netflix to TV to YouTube all by just asking?
With a Samsung F6400, you can.
Are they expensive?
A little more than basic TVs, but the best place to get one is video only.
Why?
Because right now they're giving away a Samsung tablet for free with those TVs.
The new tablets that were top rated?
Yep, a new smart TV at a hot price and a free tablet.
If we go to video only.
At video only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit video only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video only.
Shopping for health insurance on the WaHealthPlanFinder.org website is a good thing. But it's not exactly obvious which hospitals are covered by which plans. Fortunately, Swedish has set up a special customer service team so you can find out exactly which plans include Swedish. And that's a good thing. So visit Swedish.org to get in touch with the experts. Then, should you get sick, a bad thing, you'll feel better knowing you'll be cared for by Swedish. And that's a truly good thing.
KJRFM conducts various register to win contests online that provides a variety of prizes for listeners to win. Unless otherwise announced or stated in the official contest rules, in general, online contests are open to listeners 18 years and older, legally residing within the station's local listening area. Winners are selected at random at the end of the registration period, which varies for each individual giveaway. Value of any prize awarded to a winner may be reported for tax purposes as required by law, and on average, prize value ranges from $25 to $1,000. Unless otherwise stated, during the registration period, entrants may enter once daily before the deadline. Listen here daily for more information or visit 957kjr.com for all online contest opportunities and official rules. No purchase or payment of any kind is necessary to enter or win. Purchase does not increase odds of winning. Void in any location where prohibited or restricted by law. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel and contest sponsors or their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible to participate.
We didn't get bailed out. We rolled up our sleeves and went to work to build America's most eco-friendly, highest quality, affordable vehicles. Ford was the only brand to sell over 2 million vehicles during 2013. Now people are switching from imports to Ford. So the switch is on to Evergreen Ford. In the last couple weeks, we've taken in over 100 Hondas, Toyotas, Subarus, and Volkswagens. That means deals, deals, deals on every used import you can imagine. We slashed them to unbelievable low prices. Evergreen Ford always has over 200 new Focus, Fusions, Hybrids, Electrics, 100-mile-per-gallon energies, plus hundreds of the all-new Escape, Explorers, and, of course, the number one selling truck in the world, the big, bad F-150. See more and pay less. A lot less at Evergreen Ford. We don't discount one or two. We mark all 600 with huge bottom-line discounts. Switch to Evergreen Ford now. You'll always get more for less. Click evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Stop by your neighborhood Fred Meyer, where right now you can save $300 on a Toshiba 50-inch class LED 1080p HD TV. Pick one up for just $599.99, only at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Greetings, this is Eric Corman from The Bob River Show. My four-year-old son, AJ, is excited about Bridget, his new World Vision-sponsored sister from Zambia. I told AJ how Bridget eats corn mush for every meal, if she can get it. Now AJ wants to try mush. AJ's mind was blown when I told him that Bridget doesn't have running water. You can help a child just like Bridget. Child sponsorship provides clean water, education, food security, and much more. To sponsor a child for about a dollar a day, just go to bobrivers.com and click on the World Vision logo.
This report brought to you by Walgreens.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're dealing with some really slow traffic in the SeaTac area if you're leaving SeaTac. 518 eastbound, just before I-5, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes, and it's really quickly jamming up traffic past Highway 99, so watch out for a delay there on 518. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, some pretty slow drive. Southbound 405 from the Kingston-Homish line all the way through Kirkland, also looking like a stop-and-go drive. Go Hawks!
Hitting the grocery store before the big game can be a pain, so head to Walgreens instead. They're just around the corner with a great
great selection of your favorite game day snacks, like sodas, chips, candy, and even frozen pizzas. And Walgreens gets you in and out in a snap.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
Browns go woof, Lions meow, Cardinals tweet and Ravens screech, Texans moo, Steelers choke, and the Buccaneer goes arr. Dolphins squeak and Bengals purr, and the Jags go ow, ow, ow. But here's the sound the Northwest knows. What does the Hawk say?
Super roll!
What the Hawks say? Big strong guys, blasting holes, flashing by, watch beast mode go. End zone calls, he cuts at will, leaves the defense standing still. His flying dreads, so beautiful, tattooed angel with huge thighs. And if you try to block his course, he will take the game by force. Marshawn runs like a horse. What do Seahawks say?
There you have it. And here's another Seahawks twisted tune. What happened there, Pedro?
Well, our boss is a Bronco fan, and he controls every machine in this building.
There we go.
Fill it up. Win. Yeah.
Guaranteed home field advantage.
Funny, that's like my favorite one. And then there's a texter who hates it. I'm sorry we had to play it 1.5 times for you.
False start penalty on Pedro. 5 yards. Back it up, buddy.
What happened to Pedro?
You know, I was telling Eric, I need another two computers because we have so much stuff going on at the same time here. Sometimes when you run two things at the same time, it just, you know, freezes. And that's what happens.
That's a boring answer. Do something funnier like, oh, a big fat bagel sandwich fell on my keyboard and everything got all greasy.
Dennis from Blazing Bagels just came here and gave you a big fat bagel sandwich. I saw it fall out of your hand and land on the keyboard.
I saw it too.
My greasy hands, I started just pushing back.
That's funnier.
Yeah, you see?
That's
Thank you.
Funny.
Is that what really happened?
Yes.
No. No, what he said was what really happened, but that's boring. Our computer's overloaded.
Carly Rae Jepsen and Owl City have a song called Good Time. You familiar with it? Yeah. Oh, what? Oh, yeah. I got to give away VIP party tickets right now. Give us a call. 877-901-0957. We'll take call number 12. Okay.
Powered by Domino's, by the way. They're providing the food.
Carly Rae Jepsen and Owl City have a song called Good Time. You know this song? Well, they were sued. A judge ordered an $800,000 payment.
Hey, that sounds like a good time.
Sounds like a bad time. Singer Ali Burnett sued Carly, Owl City, and their label for copyright infringement back in 2012, saying that Good Time copied her song, Ah, It's a Love Song. We played these two, didn't we?
We have not yet, but we can right now because we've got them both. If you want to hear the
Seems
difference.
To me we always play the two songs back to back and you decide.
But this is new. This is just happening now.
This kind of thing's happening more and more frequently these days.
Well, the lawsuit was in 2012.
Yeah, the settlement came down yesterday.
Okay. Here's the, let me hear Good Time first.
This is the controversial part. Okay. Let me.
All right, stop it. I can't take any more.
It's always a good time.
All right. Now play the one that supposedly Carly Rae Jepsen ripped off. All right, I don't see it.
One Get out of them, here, Allie.
One of them is annoying and one of them is super annoying, so they're entirely different.
She's trying to trademark really?
She succeeded.
A judge gave her that?
$800,000. Well, it's a settlement, I believe. It's not a, it's a, okay, we'll just give you this and
she's going to blow it all on CoverGirl mascara and Skinny Girl vodka. That's what that girl's
doing. That's a good time.
What did the, now, who's the bigger artist? I don't know.
Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen is the girl who had a smash hit with Call Me Maybe. Remember that song?
Oh, I love that song.
Right. Yeah. And Owl City had the Hello Seattle song a couple years ago, and then he's produced a couple things for some other people.
Fireflies.
Okay. Ali Burnett.
Big.
Yeah. Ali Burnett, nobody's ever heard of ever until
So this is the only way Ali Burnett ever makes any money.
Right.
Question. Could they both come up with that idea, or do you believe Carly Rae or Owl City ripped it off? That's a separate question from does it violate copyright? If it doesn't violate copyright, is a simple math question. Are the notes matching enough to violate the rules of, taking someone else's work? That you can determine in court. But whether they intentionally did it or not, who knows?
Didn't sound like it to me.
I don't know if it was intentional. We'll never know. But I can imagine that the guys locally who heard that song somewhere, it lived in the back of their head. And when they were making a record, they came up with that little pattern and maybe they were influenced by that. I can believe that.
That's what a lot of people said about George Harrison, too.
My Sweet Lord.
When he did He's So Fine.
Yeah.
My Sweet Lord, He's So Fine.
Doodarang, doodarang, doodarang.
Oh, Mickey, you're my Lord. You're so fine, you're fine. I can't remember the song.
These songs are so superficial.
Hey, Jesus.
Hey, Jesus.
Hey, Jesus.
There's like nothing to it. You know, I can't believe that somebody would actually even bother to make that comparison and agree.
But put your lifeblood into this record, if you're this local girl who's got nothing and you hear your riff going off to 10 billion people.
Is that her lifeblood?
Everything.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, it
is.
Is
that her lifeblood? Yeah.
You never have any lifeblood to put hard into anything.
It's but true.
You would know it if you
I bet
did.
I would. Oh.
By the way, I believe We are ready to go in the next room. Madden 25, the video game, initially picked the Broncos to win the Super Bowl with some stupid media story. And then the people who run Madden 25 ran simulations 50,000 times, and the Seahawks won 54% of the time. So we're rerunning that simulation on the air in just a little bit, and we'll have it remotely. You'll be able to listen in on the mock, on the make-believe Seahawks game.
Well, they're going to play each other. So yeah. It's not going to be a simulation.
Well, there's going to be someone on the game. They're doing it over the internet, right?
Yeah, but a simulation, you don't even need two people playing. Right. The computer plays itself.
So we have someone, a Denver Broncos fan, playing our Seattle Seahawks. Right. That's great. All right. First caller number 12, get some tickets to our VIP party. Hello, Wes. How you doing?
I'm fine this morning.
All right. Well, now you're all set. You got a family four-pack of party tickets to the Lively Lounge to check out our 12th man VIP party. You're going to have a great time. It's powered by Domino's. They're going to bring some food. You got drinks, performance, and TNT will play. Be listening this afternoon, folks, if you'd like some tickets to a cool party. And you, I'm assuming, are a Seahawks fan.
Oh, you bet. Go Seahawks, man. Yeah. I hope they make it.
All right. Thank you very much, Wes and Everett. And Troy Peterson is in Jersey City, New Jersey this morning on the phone with us.
You know, I've been seeing the 12th man flood into New York, New Jersey. I'm watching Facebook, people flying in like crazy. It's really making me feel like...
Watching it on Facebook?
We are going to... Well, yeah, all my friends are going. I'm jealous. Spike's getting on a plane to go right after this.
That's the show, baby.
We are going to have the home field advantage there, but I don't think anybody has probably gone through more to get there than Troy and his wife, Jennifer, because while most people I know are taking pictures at the airport and stuff, getting on the plane, these guys got in an RV and drove through some of the worst weather that the nation has seen to
and
get
they've
there.
They've made big news from their RV. And they've driven all the way to New Jersey. Troy, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Thank you.
All right. How many miles did you actually keep track?
We kind of had to alter the route a little bit. So I think it was close to like 2,900.
Yeah. That's a lot of miles because it's not even like an airplane will give you a frequent flyer miles, but the airplane goes straight. You have to take roads. How much bad weather did you run into?
Surprisingly, it really wasn't that bad. It was, it was cold. It was kind of treacherous sometimes. We didn't have too much snowfall. I mean, we got kind of lucky. A couple of, the bad states slowed us down a little bit, but it really wasn't that bad.
All right. And you're in if I understand it, you're in a 25-foot-long RV. It's called a Coachman Freeloader. Is that the name of the RV, or is that what you called your friends who rode with you in the RV?
It's a Coachman Freelander. Yeah, it's my buddy Blair and Laura's. It's their RV, and we're rolling with them.
All right. What's it like crossing the United States? Did you have a 12-man flag on the RV? Is it proudly displaying Seahawks colors as you drive through town?
Blue and green and going real proud. Yeah, we've got stuff in every window. We've got a Super Bowl bound on the back. My buddy Blair, he designed the Seahawks logo in the back with all the dirt. We got a fat head of Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch and Super Bowl bound stuff all over.
Nice. Did people give you a thumbs up and cheer you on when they realized what you were doing?
I think we're the only RV on the road that had the Seahawks bound stuff on there. Everybody was, going by honk and looking at us, giving us thumbs up, saying, "You guys are crazy."
You're the only people I've heard of anywhere that drove. I'm sure there's got to be somebody,
nobody else
I've heard of.
And now, where do you, New Jersey not known for its beautiful parks with waterfalls.
No.
Or even a KOA for that matter.
No. where,
a clean bathroom for that matter.
Maybe you could find a Walmart. Where do you put the RV in New Jersey?
It's a prime spot. We're right down on the water, right looking at Statue of Liberty, right next to the water taxi.
Seriously?
Downtown Jersey City. It's really nice, actually.
Downtown Jersey City? Are you going to be there all weekend, or are you moving it sometime between now and Sunday?
We're here all week.
I'm going to come see you, brother.
Do it. Come down. We've got steaks and some whiskey for you.
Oh, dude, you got a couch? I'm fine. I'm not going to. I'm going to come see you.
Watch the whiskey. I want him to actually get to the game.
Thank you.
We're sitting next to a $400,000 coach RV, and we're rolling on the smaller side. It's definitely upper class, right on the water, right on Hudson.
Are you going to sell that thing in Jersey and fly home, or are you coming all the way
you
back?
You know what's going to happen to that thing? It's going to be a lot like the RV in Breaking Bad. They're going to sell it to somebody. Somebody's going to do bad things in an RV, and it's going to end up in a crusher.
Spoiler alert.
Me and Jennifer are flying back. Blair and Lori are driving back. We have left our two-year-old daughter at home with Grandma.
All right,
Grandpa.
Now, where are you? How good are your seats? Are you you're a season ticket holder? Obviously,
we're a season ticket holder. Me and my wife Jennifer, but we didn't win the lottery. So a friend of ours, she thought of us and she called us up right away, and we got our tickets. We're up in the 300 level. Kind of high, but who cares?
Yeah.
And then Blair and Lori got separate tickets, and they're on the other side of the end zone, so we're kind of split up. But
it doesn't
here.
Matter. Are you big Bruno Mars fans, or is that when you're going to use the bathroom?
I probably won't really miss out too much on that. I'm not too worried about Bruno Mars, but just soak up everything at the halftime show.
That's perfect. All right. Well, we're very excited for you. I think it's a, people would say, what a great excuse to see the country. What have you noticed driving across America? If this is your first time doing that, as you take in this great land coast to coast?
A lot of it was driving for me. It was at night, or, I was just kind of as a blur.
America's dark, Bob.
I didn't see anything.
America is dark all the time.
I didn't see one damn thing.
It's like a nuclear winter out here.
All right, rolling hills.
You didn't see no rolling hills.
Let's be honest, then. It's not a great way to see the country, because you're all infatuated with the Seahawks, and you're not going, oh, wow, look, the world's largest ball of twine is in this little podunk town. You actually don't care about America on your way across. Be honest.
Soaked up as much as could. Blair drove the first 16 hours. I drove the next, 13 hours. So trying to stay focused, take a nap while you're not driving.
Wow. But look, there's a paper plate museum in Ohio. Boom, shoo, bye-bye.
The most direct way. Go ahead.
I think we got to notice the rest stops the best.
There you go.
we were just straight go through.
The most direct way to go.
Everybody was really good to us.
You have to go over the Continental Divide if you want to go direct, and pretty much through Denver. Did you go through Colorado with your Seahawks van, or did you guys take a more southerly route?
We took the northern route till we got to Wyoming, and we went down to Des Moines and cut through there and came through Iowa and Chicago and all that. So started north, and we came back down south and came across.
Troy Peterson.
Lori's sister's house.
Lori's
sister's house in Pennsylvania.
What a wonderful time. Yeah. Pennsylvania.
I really want to talk to some other people. I finished this RV with my wife first.
Yeah. That's, by the way, Pennsylvania. That's where, so much historical significance happened in Pennsylvania. Spike could tell you what you didn't see.
Oh, you didn't see the statue of Patrick Henry, Give Me Liberty Gift, the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall.
You missed all
that. You didn't see the Skillet of Doom and outside of York, Barbell Mansion. Made entirely of barbells outside of York, PA.
Amazing.
You didn't miss the Coal Miners Memorial over there in Pittsburgh. It's a great part. Did you go to Erie where you can walk across that corner of Lake Erie
walk
on the
right
sewage?
Right across it.
Oh, it's a fascinating
right
thing
on the sewage.
To
you missed America. You hit right to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Troy, thanks for stopping in and sharing with us. Spike wants to see you. I'm going to put you on hold, okay? And we make sure we get Spike hooked up with you.
Sounds good. Yeah, please do. Thank you.
I got a little present for you, buddy.
Bring a CD with all those songs.
I'm
going to
bring
them
that.
The
I'm going to give them a little Born to Run t-shirt.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of those I'm going to give out in Manhattan. I love that. Jerry gave me 100 of these shirts to give away to 12th Man.
Jerry.
Seattle Athletic Lettering has made every jersey worn by every pro team in this city for the last 30 years. Whether it's the Seattle Thunderbird hockey team, the Seattle Storm WNBA champions, the Mariners. When the Mariners brought out Robinson Cano to show Seattle that they invested $250 million. Jerry made that jersey. Jerry made the Super Bowl jerseys that the Hawks will wear on Sunday. Jerry's the guy who made your Fairweather fan jersey.
And so he made your illegitimate jerseys that you're not allowed to sell.
No.
When
I had the idea that I was going to sell t-shirts to get into the game.
Yes, but bad idea.
Bad idea.
It's like Amanda Knox going, I think I'm going to go out and party
I'm going to run an Italy tour. It's going to be great.
Seem shady, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Big whoop.
Jerry saw the design for our Twisted Tune, Marshall Lynch Was Born to Run, that design that Seth put together.
Yes.
And Jerry said, you know what? These are beautiful, and 12th Man are going to love these. He just made them for me, and he gave them to me. And I'm taking this huge sack
of t-shirts. Nobody's making any money.
I'm giving these away.
Okay.
I'm giving these away at our VIP party on Sunday. I'm leaving a bunch of for that party.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm taking some to a 12-man party in Manhattan tomorrow afternoon that Sports Radio 950 is putting on.
So who put up the money for these?
Jerry.
Jerry.
See, I thought I footed the whole bill. I'm telling you. I walked down there to get like a half dozen shirts for us because he was going to make them, and they got two huge cases of T-shirts, and I'm going to give them all away.
And this Red Bryant jersey I'm wearing, this is the same one Red Bryant would wear. It's not his. It's mine, but yeah. Jerry made this. I mean, he does it for the team.
When the Seattle hipster porn stash team went down to Portland to take those dudes on, Jerry made the jerseys.
Made the jerseys, but they
Jerry's the best. Yeah. All right, thank you. 827. Are we set for the Madden simulation in the other room?
Everything is set up, yep.
I've got the pod up. Let me see if I can hear those guys.
Oh, no. Joe has to go there with the mic.
Go, Joe, go into the other room with the mic, and let's test it and make sure it works. When we come back, we're going to start. It's a 30-minute simulation, and it's not really simulation because I know the simulation is when you run, when you play
the
machine,
right,
and run the computer. This is actually two people playing
head-to-head competition.
Madden 25. One is the Broncos, one as the Seahawks. Head-to-head competition, and just to show how confident we are of a Seahawks win.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 12-year-old boy doing our game.
He's 11.
And 11.
He's
see,
smoking ace.
he's 11. He can't even get on certain teams, you know, in high school sports. He's not even old enough.
He's a kid.
So that's how easy it's going to be for us to
and
beat.
We've got a full-grown adult loser playing for the Broncos.
He is a loser.
A full-grown adult loser.
That guy's a loser.
Guy still lives with his parents.
He's about to be tooled by an 11-year-old.
Right. Guy smells like Doritos.
Joe, are you there?
We're in here. Can you hear me?
Right, hold on.
They're at the bottom of a well. What the hell was that?
Actually, I'm going to give him a little bit of reverb. Joe, say hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
All right. Where are you? You're in Loser Stadium.
I'm in Madden Stadium right here. Okay, I'm looking at Russell.
The Madden Dome.
Yeah, why don't the you Madden call it Dome.
Madden Square Garden.
Yeah. And I've never seen a Madden, at least in the last quite a few years. And the graphics are incredible here. We've got Russell Wilson and Peyton Manning getting ready to go. These guys have not tipped off. It looks like there's 5-minute quarters on this.
That's how the game works?
Yeah.
Okay, now this game, remember, the national media ran the game in simulation mode and said that the Broncos won. And then the company ran the game 50,000 times, and the Seahawks won 54% of the time. Admittedly, that's a close matchup.
Right.
But the Seahawks actually won in simulations of the game. So we're going to run a simulation with an 11-year-old boy playing a fully grown man who should know better.
Right.
And the 11-year-old is going to be playing on behalf of the Seahawks. What's the kid's name again?
We got Ethan, and we got Doug here, the fully grown man who thinks he knows how to play Madden.
He has the mind of a child.
It should be mentioned that Ethan is a great kid, and his dad is one of our guys who quit smoking.
Yeah, Shane.
No
we
kidding.
Did, yeah, his dad, Shane, quit smoking in January. We sort of adopted four smoke quitters, and so far three out of the four of them have not had a cigarette, and even the one who did has is struggling a little bit, but he's
still
doing
trying
a great job. Yeah. And we took on the theory that if you just encourage somebody, that you know, you might increase their odds, and I think that's working. So Shane, congratulations. Joe, are you ready?
Yeah. You want us to kick off here, or do you want to wait till we come back?
When we come back, we'll kick it off.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Where will you be on the biggest Sunday in Seattle history? Thanks to 95.7 KJR, you could be at the best viewing party at Seattle's newest hot spot, Lively. But the only way in is to win. Listen to Bob Rivers in the morning and afternoons with Steve Slayton for your chance to win. For more information or to enter online, go to 957KJR.com.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center for your Blue Friday. Starting out with some morning showers, tapering off this afternoon, highs in the mid-40s. And for the big game on Sunday, it's looking dry with temps in the upper 30s as the game gets underway. Go Hawks!
This report brought to you by JCPenney. For 2 days starting Friday, save an extra 15% off select apparel, home, shoes, and accessories. So out with the old and in with the now. Don't miss these special savings at JCPenney. Go to jcp.com for coupon and exclusions.
This is your 12-man coverage, live from New York.
Powered by Good Feet.
This is Dick Fain from Sports Radio 950 KJR with your 12th man report live from New York.
Both teams practiced indoors yesterday, but the temperatures are warming up, so both the Broncos and Hawks should be able to be outside at least for some of practice. Game time forecast now for a balmy 40s with a light wind. Media availability for the players is now over, and only the head coaches spoke this morning.
Hey, 12th man, you just heard what's going on back in New York. Well, right here at home, Good Feet, America's number one arch sports store, and the power behind our 12th man march on the Meadowlands, is offering their 12th man special for a limited time. When you go into the Good Feet stores, either at South Center or Alderwood, and invest in their two-step pain relief system, they'll throw in the third step for free. A $200 value absolutely free to honor the 12th man. Check them out for yourself at goodfeet.com. The folks at Good Feet eliminated my foot pain. They can do the same for you. Get comfortable everything you do with a visit to Good Feet. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Good Feet.
Hi. You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Stop just dreaming about a different future. Go after it. If you're a technical thinker with the ambition to pursue your education, look to a leader in technology education, ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-866-436-8060. ITT Tech teaches skills and knowledge that can be used to pursue entry-level careers in our technology-driven culture. Call for an ITT Tech brochure at 1-866-436-8060. Classes are forming now. 1-866-436-8060.
Look, this year's ratings of the top TVs just came out.
Let me see. Samsung, LG, Panasonic, and Sharp TVs got the best scores.
So if we stick to those brands, we'll get the best performance.
Yeah, but some models rate higher than other models.
I see. So which one is the best TV for us?
We'll need to compare these different top-rated sets to decide.
How do we do that?
There's only one store that stocks all the top-rated TVs and offers low prices, and that's Video Only.
Are their deals as good as the internet or the warehouse clubs?
Usually they're even better, and we wouldn't have to wait for delivery.
Okay, let's take these ratings and head for Video Only and see what kind of deal they'll make.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video only.
Let's get a check on traffic with Rachel.
Thanks, Dan. It's a mess out there. This storm is making today's commute a real nightmare.
Cars are just slipping and sliding all over the land.
Winter weather can slow you down, but Les Schwab has the right tires to get you where you need to go safely. And with our best tire value promise, every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection and care. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Last night, I had this amazing dream. I dreamed
that I finally had the ribbon-cutting ceremony at my new yoga studio. Everyone in town was there, and parked out back was
the cutest little convertible that my parents got me for my birthday. I drove it home and went inside to find
the coolest man cave ever, with a finished home theater and a walkout that led to a killer backyard with
a treehouse shaped just like a pirate ship. It was
the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we all deserve to set our sights on the things we'd love to accomplish this year. American Family Insurance is always there protecting your dreams. Our agents can help make sure you have the right coverage, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
And I will do it for you.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Want to maximize the value of that tax refund? Go to AutoZone and let their experts help you choose the tune-up parts that are best for your car. A tune-up improves performance and fuel economy, putting cash back in your pocket. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Tall Americana with room, please.
Coming right up. Can I get something started for you?
Can I get a tall vanilla?
City University was founded in Seattle, a city whose influence is felt around the world. It's the place that transformed a commodity into a culture.
You regular?
Yeah.
Double tall latte.
Thanks.
Got it.
Turned the skies into a super highway and amplified a local scene into a global movement. And it's our home. City University of Seattle was born from this culture of innovation. It's evident in our flexible online and in-person learning options and our industry-experienced faculty. And because we're a nonprofit university, our complete focus is your success. So if you know where you're going, we know how to get you there. Learn from the city. City University of Seattle. Visit cityu.edu or call 888-42-CITY-U to get started.
If you've tried all kinds of joint relief products and not gotten the relief you want, you probably need a good reason to try Instaflex. So, I'll give you three. One, Instaflex is the nationwide number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Two, in a recent clinical study conducted by researchers at a major university, Instaflex was shown to significantly reduce joint discomfort in everyday activities. Significantly reduce discomfort. And if that isn't reason enough to try Instaflex, here's reason number three. Right now, you can get a complimentary sample. That's right, a complimentary sample of Instaflex just by calling 1-800-900-0628. So, Instaflex is number one, clinically tested, and now you can get a complimentary sample, which means if you're looking for powerful, effective joint relief, you have no reason not to try it. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-900-0628. That's 1-800-900-0628. 1-800-900-0628.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Always wish you were taller? Well, that's easy. Just go to AutoZone today and get everything you need to fix your car yourself. Then trust me, everyone will be looking up to you.
Sign up for AutoZone Rewards today. Just spend $20 or more five times and earn $20 in store credit.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
This report brought to you by JCPenney.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, had an accident on 518 eastbound approaching I-5, a spin-out collision that was blocking multiple lanes. Looks like the bulk of the accident has been moved over to the shoulder, but it sounds like the ramp to northbound I-5 from 518 is partially blocked by a backwards vehicle there. So it is a distraction, making things really slow out past Highway 99, so watch out for a major delay there. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, stop and go, and also seeing lots of brake lights southbound 405 from the King Snohomish line all the way through Kirkland.
For 2 days, starting Friday, save an extra 15% off select apparel, home, shoes, and accessories. So out with the old and in with the now. Don't miss these special savings at JCPenney. Go to jcp.com for coupon and exclusions.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
All right. Let's go back to Maddenlands Stadium, where Downtown Joe... he's getting ready to run the simulated game. It's on Madden 25. Joe, are you with me?
Yes, we are. We're getting ready for the kickoff. You can feel the excitement building. We've got two great teams and two great competitors. Ethan here is going to be playing the Seattle Seahawks. Ethan, how long have you been playing Madden?
A few months.
Now, I see that Percy Harvin is in your starting lineup. We're expecting big things from Percy on Sunday. Percy hasn't played much this season. Did it take a lot for you to go ahead and stick him there in the starting lineup? I also noticed you're wearing a Percy Harvin jersey. He must be one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely one of my favorites.
Well, I think Percy's going to do big things in here in Madden Stadium. Now, Doug, you're wearing the Broncos and you're representing the Broncos today. Do you play with the Broncos much when you play Madden?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're feeling pretty confident that you can take Ethan down here.
I think a lot of people in this city are going to be very angry with me today.
Joe, ask Doug if he kisses his mother with that mouth.
Jody wants to know if you kiss your mother with that mouth.
Yeah, I love my mom.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody
ought
to.
And I want to know if our 11-year-old kid, what concussion tests
he gave Harvin? Did he count to three? What did he do?
Bob wants to know, did you check Percy out and make sure he was good and healthy before you put him in the lineup today, Ethan?
Yep, I just hope he doesn't get injured again.
Yeah, but let's watch that.
Yeah, okay. Even in Madden, it's
so full contact.
For anyone just tuning in, here we are about to run the simulation, and it's not really a simulation. It's a real Broncos fan playing a Seahawks fan on Madden 25, and it takes about a half hour. We're going to check back in with the game from time to time. Are we ready?
Yeah, listen here. They're getting ready for the kickoff right now.
Go. Supposedly we'll hear the game.
Yeah.
Kickoff. Give me a little more volume, Joe.
We need some volume, guys.
Hauschka kicks off. They're back to take the kick.
I need more
They're
volume.
Running it back.
More volume, Joe. Less of you.
20-yard on the return there. Joe's powered by Gourmando Coffee. I want to remind everybody, Joe's excited mental state is powered by Gourmando.
All right, Joe, I'm going to check back with you in a few minutes.
Yep, Denver's starting on the
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Easy on the coffee, Joe. What have we done?
He's Joe's excited. Got the mic shoved in his face, and you can hardly hear the audio.
Joe's
from
losing it a little bit.
Go help him out a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, you got
his
it, brother.
His dog is here. He's freaking out.
In the meantime, we have a couple of other things lined up. We have Mike Harris in New York City. If you know who Mike Harris is, you have been following the media closely. We also have Scott in Hood Canal. Scott is our last word winner. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Bob. Joe hit Spike's porn stash behind Bandit's food dish because he's trying to keep it away from Jody because she was going to give it to Amanda Knox because she's going to need it where she's going.
Go!
That
oh
was
my
crazy.
God!
All right.
Well, there's a couple things we got to point out here, Bob. Fascinating weaving textual use of the wrong word of the day.
Right.
Total misuse of the word of the day. He referred to a stash of porn, which I would hide behind Bandit's food dish. But Jody mentioned a porn stash, the things that Burt Reynolds wear, that kind of magnum porn stash.
But who hasn't had a porn stash?
Who hasn't had a good porn stash?
That's
so
funny.
I say give the guy the word.
Scott,
awards.
Initially I wasn't thinking great of you. I was thinking you were Scott the senator from Hood Canal. The way you were speaking so slowly, but you pulled it out, my man. You did great.
Scott,
working on it. Go Hawks!
Go Hawks.
Scott, you've got a family four-pack of tickets to the Christine Palmer & Associates Antique and Collectibles Show at the Washington State Fair Event Center this weekend, and a pair of Spike and the Impalers tickets to the Emerald Queen Casino Show coming up later this year.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Go Hawks.
Thank you, Bash.
Hang on. 8:43. One of the best pieces of audio of the day is this son surprising his mother with a trip to the Super Bowl.
Take a look.
What? What are you talking about?
Those are Super Bowl tickets.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
They're row 10. They're in the end zone, and there are three because Jesse Martin's going to come with us.
What?
Yes.
No way!
Uh-huh.
We can do this!
We can. We fly out on Saturday.
No. How are we going to pay for this?
Prices went down. For the two of us?
No way!
For the two of us, it cost the price of one. Originally planned, and we're staying 2.5 miles from the stadium in a Homewood Suites. Yeah.
No, this can't happen.
It's gonna. We're going to the Super Bowl, Mom.
Oh. How did you guys do that?
Listen to that, how the wonderful mother's so thrilled. And guess where they are now? Mike Harris is on the phone. He and his mom are in New York City. Mike, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Wow. That was such a nice thing you did. When she said, how are we going to pay for this? I heard you just sort of tap dancing a little bit. It sounded like
it. It was a little bit of tap dancing, but, I got some credit cards, and my dad and I are going to work on that, after the Super Bowl. So we'll get it handled for sure.
Tell me something. The surprise. That's what people hear in that audio. Your mom did not see this coming at all. She was totally, and in fact, when you showed her the tickets, did she think that was an elaborate counterfeiting scheme? What was that?
Well, the funny thing is, I talked to her after the fact, and she said that she thought I was handing her something for like that we'd gotten for my upcoming wedding this summer. So that's what she thought it was originally,
right.
And then she slowly pieced it together what it actually was.
All right, now you're in New York, and you're staying. Where are you staying? At a nice place?
The Body Drop Inn.
The Body Drop Inn.
Yeah. Tweets, right?
Yeah, we're at the Millennium right now in Times Square, and then we'll be headed out to the Homewood Suites out in East Rutherford tomorrow, and we'll be there through the game.
The Millennium, if I know correctly, that looks down onto Times Square. You can see NFL Boulevard right there below your room.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Man, oh man, your mom's staying in a view place in Times Square, and then suites right near the stadium.
Yes, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So, and you have good tickets too. You said you got kind of a deal. They were sort of like half of the crazy prices people were charging at first. So, you did okay.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny because, you know, we checked it out the day after we beat the Niners in the NFC Championship, and it was just for those tickets alone was upwards of $3,200.
A piece.
Yeah, a piece. Yeah. And it was a little over $1,000 off per ticket. Wow. So we just went for it, you know. It was kind of... Things fell just right.
Now, who's there? You, your mom, and who else did you mention?
It's me, my mom, and my best friend, who I grew up with, Jesse Martin. He's flying out tomorrow.
And you mentioned that you're getting married, so the fiancé...
Not invited. With
not
the
invited.
Mother. No.
But she's cool with that.
Separate.
Yeah, she's cool with that because she knows that the wedding will get a little extra bump since we got to do this.
That's good. And by the way, you may want to talk to Joe about this. Joe put the right to watch football in his wedding vows.
Ooh, I like that.
If you're writing your own vows, Joe, you'll share those, won't you?
Oh, yeah. You can put anything in there, and I would strongly advise you do so.
Yeah, think because, you know, things change. Yeah. Once she has you, you know.
You start blowing money on Super Bowl trips.
I have a milk from the cow clause
right,
in mine.
Yes, he does.
It's funny. Now my wife is so into football, she watches with me, but it wasn't always that way. Hearing the surprise in your mom's voice, I'm guessing she didn't just decide to be a Seahawks fan this year. She's probably been watching the games a long time.
Oh, yeah. She's been a huge sports fan forever, and she's told me the story a bunch of times, but her brother got season tickets in 76 for the first season for the Seahawks, and she got to go to a few games, and she's been a huge fan ever since.
All right, Mike, you're a good boy.
Yeah. How do I make my son into such a nice boy? What'd your mom do your whole life? Tell me. What's the secret?
Honestly, she just spoiled me rotten.
I do that. What
kept
else?
Kept me in line.
I do that. What else?
That's it. Spoil them, rot them, and keep them in line. Balances right. out.
Perfect.
Right. There you go.
Mike Harris, thank you very much. Cool. Thanks for sharing that with everybody.
What a guy.
Right.
Downtown Joe, can you get back in there and give us an update?
I have breaking news from the Madden lands right now.
Okay.
I got two things. Number one, Peyton Manning has been knocked out of the game.
Oh, come on.
I swear.
We brought a machine.
This just came over the wire. Now, I haven't been out there. I will get the full report.
I want you back with the reverb in the stadium.
Oh, my God.
This time, by the way, you move your mouth a little further away from the microphone and give me more of the audio.
Yeah, I'll crank the audio.
Run in there now. Go ahead.
All right.
Dude, this is the big...
Uh-oh, I'm
hearing
some...
Something's going on.
Oh, here's some cheers.
Oh, no, I have interception champ Bailey. Is that what I'm hearing?
No. Oh, no. The 11-year-old killed Doug. You know why? Because
why?
Doug lives on sugar, and he has no energy because he's
not
that smart.
We now take you to the Madden lands where the simulation's running on Xbox. It's Madden 25.
He comes to the line, and it's first down.
Oh, my man Red Bryant just knocked Knowshon Moreno down behind the line of scrimmage. We're ticking down at the end of the first quarter, the last seconds here. Denver has the ball. They are going with their backup quarterback, Osweiler. Peyton Manning was knocked out. What happened to Peyton Manning?
Well, hold on. What's his name? Asswiper with a backup quarterback?
Asswiper. That's correct. Yeah. Jimmy Asswiper.
Yeah, he's silent.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Joe is the worst play-by-play guy in history.
If you just tuned in, they're playing the Super Bowl in Production Studio B with Madden 25. We've got an 11-year-old kid.
You're not going to like this.
What?
There were just seconds left in the first quarter, and Osweiler threw a long bomb to Demaryius Thomas. Touchdown. At the end of the first quarter, the score is Broncos 14, Seahawks nothing.
Oh, for God's sake.
Doug, you got to ease up on them now.
No. We start slow. You heard Pete Carroll. It's about how you finish.
No. Doug's had a lifetime.
All right, you guys, shut up. It's a stupid game. All right. Thank you, Joe. We'll check back with you.
All right.
I know. It's cool. It's interesting. But when you guys start talking about it like it's the real game, I can't go there.
Oh, I don't care about that. I was just taking the opportunity to mock Doug.
All right. Who has the advantage in the real game? It's fascinating to read. In today's Seattle Times, it's really offense versus defense. Number one ranking offense in points, the Broncos scored, is this an average?
What is it?
37.9 points?
Yeah.
Per game?
Per game.
Per game?
Per game. NFL record.
That's an NFL record.
It's an NFL record.
What's the lowest they ever scored in a game?
I'd have to take a look at their full season schedule, but Manning has lit teams up like a pinball machine all year long. They started the first week of the season. I think he had like 7 touches. That's some ridiculous
That's
number.
Scary. I don't want to know this stuff.
Well, they haven't played a team like the Seahawks.
Well, they score an average of 37.9 mm-hmm. points a game. The Seahawks score an average of 26.1 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
So if you only look at that stat,
mm-hmm.
you're freaked out.
Sure you are.
Now,
look at the defensive side.
The number of points the Broncos have allowed per game
mm-hmm.
is actually a lot.
What are the defense averaged?
They've allowed an average of 24.9 points per game.
Mm-hmm. And the Seahawks defense has allowed an average of what?
14.4.
That's right. There's that 10-point difference you saw on the other side of the ball back on our side of the ball.
So it's 10 points either way.
It is.
Which makes the game even.
Kind of a pick 'em.
And that's why what we were talking about in the 6 o'clock hour, it could easily be a special teams play. It could be something, you know, out
Someone's
of the
yelling from the other room. Hold on. Let me turn on the... Turn on. What's going on in there?
We really need another correspondent because I have to keep running back and forth. I don't think I'm doing you
Luciana
could
be the correspondent. All right,
go in there and check it out, Luciana.
Spike is there. You can put his mic on.
Okay, you're on, Spike. He doesn't know he's on the radio. I better turn it off before he swears. Okay, so back to you.
I will say this, though, about that Madden game going in there. You know, this is not the simulation being run by the computer. This is an 11-year-old boy who's had the game for a few months playing against a video game dork who does nothing but sit around and play video
games.
Oh,
he has no other hobbies.
So initially Doug was a loser. Now yeah. you're explaining away our kid.
Well, no, I'm not explaining away. I'm just saying.
You could have picked anyone, but you chose the cute little kid. Yeah. It doesn't matter. What's going on?
Doug's got this crazed, glazed over look on his face.
Right.
Yeah, he's gone mental.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I mean,
he thinks he's really playing
the
Super Bowl.
People who live their lives through video games really should get
That's
help.
Really very sad. Okay, counseling and video game 12-step program in the cards for Doug. But when we come back, we'll update you on the score of our Broncos-Seahawks matchup going on live from Studio B.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by BECU.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, still working with that heavy traffic northbound 405 through the Renton S curves all the way up into the Kennedale Hill. On 518 eastbound at I-5, that car that was facing the wrong way has been cleared. The congestion clearing out as well. I-5 northbound still slow from the north end of Boeing Field all the way up to the Convention Center. Looks like they've got a reduced speed limit there as well. And it looks like the westbound lanes of I-90 filling in from the midspan all the way out across the water. Some rain coming down as well.
BECU has opened a new flagship center located at the corner of Northeast 20th and 130th in Bellevue, offering on-site business services, investments, and home loan specialists, along with more ATMs to serve you. BECU, it's more than just money. Federally insured by the NCUA.
So, how's those resolutions holding up? It's about that time when all those promises you made start to fade away. Like getting in shape. iHeartRadio has stations perfect to keep you motivated.
Or the resolution to be more positive.
Make your own music stations with a song or artist that keeps you in a positive mood.
The resolution to save more money.
iHeartRadio fits into that too. It's free.
1,500 real live radio stations and more.
Download the iHeartRadio app or listen online. iHeartRadio.com.
In January, Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn is the place to dine for delicious meals at value prices. Start your day at Coyaba Grill with steak and eggs for $5.99. Enjoy a New York steak and two eggs prepared to your liking with hash browns and toast Monday through Friday from 2 a.m. until 10 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. For lunch, you can't beat Coyaba's soup and salad special. Monday through Thursday in January from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can get a bowl of their soup of the day with a crisp house side salad and bread for just $2.99. There's a meal that's quick, light, and satisfying. The dinner special is a classic. Traditional liver and onions served with mashed potatoes and chef's vegetables for only $9.95 Monday through Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. So make your way to Muckleshoot Casino's Coyaba Grill where the food is excellent and the service is friendly. Find more promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com. Only at your casino, Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center for your Blue Friday. Starting out with some morning showers, tapering off this afternoon, highs in the mid-40s. And for the big game on Sunday, it's looking dry with temps in the upper 30s as the game gets underway. Go Hawks!
This report brought to you by JCPenney. For 2 days starting Friday, save an extra 15% off select apparel, home, shoes, and accessories. So out with the old and in with the now. Don't miss these special savings at JCPenney. Go to jcp.com for coupon and exclusions.
Eat better. Think simple. With Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic, it's delicious, affordable food that's free from 101-plus artificial preservatives and ingredients. And now Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic have added 100 new items for every part of your day to make eating better easier than ever. You'll find Simple Truth at QFC. Just look for the green circle on the package. That tells you only the good stuff goes in. Simple Truth. Easy to find. Easy to understand. Find it at QFC.
Big game action deserves a great meal, and you can find it all at QFC. Cheer on our home team with a couple of USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steaks. They're just $5.99 a pound in the value pack. Is the gang watching the game at your house? How about some fresh homemade guacamole or sliced avocado on your famous burgers? This week, get medium Hass avocados for 99 cents each. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
How was it? His teacher asked him. How was your vacation? Tell the class about it. Go on. Tell the class about it. And he couldn't. Not because he didn't remember. Not because it was all a blur. Not because he was embarrassed or because he was afraid of blushing in front of a certain someone. But because seeing an enormous whale breaching from out of nowhere, hearing the crack of a glacier as it breaks into glassy water, being hurtled along a mountain by wet-nosed Alaskan huskies, then riding a train through a misty wilderness. It's just difficult to put into words. Princess Cruises. Come back new.
To plan your 7-day cruise to Alaska from just $5.98 leaving Seattle, contact your travel agent, call 1-800-PRINCESS, or visit princess.com for details. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of Bermudan Registry.
Chinese New Year's Year of the Horse brings happiness and good fortune, like $150,000 in cash and prizes, including a trip for two to Hong Kong and two Ford Mustangs. You'll find it above it all at Snoqualmie Casino, January 26th through February 7th. Ring in the Year of the Horse with horsepower. The more you play, the better your chances of winning. So visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Above it all, Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest.
The 30th annual F5 St. Patrick's Day Dash is March 16th. The Dash is Seattle's largest single-distance run, walk, jog, or crawl. It'll be a 17,000-person ribbon of green dashing through the city in support of the Detlef Shrimp Foundation. Join the fun on March 16th by registering at stpatsdash.com. The Dash is proudly brought to you by F5 Networks, Brooks Running Company, Jameson Irish Whiskey, Master Park, North Coast Electric, Outerwall, QFC, T-Mobile, and Clear Channel Media and Entertainment. stpatsdash.com marks the beginning of spring. Sign up now.
Your best friend's connected car lets him listen to over 15 million songs for free with internet radio like Pandora and iHeartRadio.
I would-
wish my car did that.
That kid who bugged you in fourth grade?
Tommy?
Yep, Tommy has a connected car that reads him Facebook updates while he drives.
He's doing that just to tick me off.
No, stay in your happy place. It's easy to connect your car to the internet through your phone at Car Toys.
How easy?
Get a sweet deal on a Jensen DVD receiver with Bluetooth. Control your iPod or iPhone. Enjoy Pandora, Netflix. Sale price, just $219.
Really?
We'll even toss in a free backup camera, a $60 value. And if you need a new Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile phone, you've got to go to Car Toys.
Why?
Because we'll transfer everything from your old phone and set up email and Facebook for free. And beat everyone else's prices.
Even on the new Samsung phones?
Yep, all Samsung phones are on sale. The S4, the Note 3. Get the S3 for just one penny.
One penny?
Get connected at Car Toys.
The big game is less than 1 week away. So stop into your neighborhood Fred Meyer to get everything you need for game day. Take home a Famous Brands 60-inch 1080p LED HD TV for just $799.99. All recliners are buy one, get one free. And don't forget pizza. Select pizzas in our deli, frozen foods, and natural foods departments are 25% off. So get ready for the big game at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Do you know someone in need of a free wheelchair ramp? The Master Builders Care Foundation would like to help through our Rampathon program. This is Rampathon's 21st year of building free wheelchair ramps for disabled homeowners in King and Snohomish counties. If someone you know needs help, please log on to rampathon.org or call 1-800-522-2209 and fill out an application. Applications are being accepted now through February 28th. Rampathon is sponsored by Home Street Bank.
Hey, it's Bob here. I've been telling you about the experts at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins for a long time now. And the reason I continue to talk about them is because I trust them. You see, Lisa and I have been to their store multiple times with all our stuff. And we've gotten to know the staff. We've seen how they treat their customers. And we've seen that they pay the most. They're nice folks. They just happen to be the largest gold and silver buyer in the Northwest. Recently, a guy comes in with a jar of quarters that dates back 70 years. He's not a coin collector. He wanted to see if any of them had special value. Well, the staff looked at what he had, and when they offered him almost $4,000, he was very happy and much richer. Stories like this happen all the time, which is why I'm telling people, bring your valuables in, have them checked out for free. Who knows? Maybe next time I'll be sharing your story. To find out how much your gold and silver are really worth, visit my friends at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you the most.
95.7 KJRFM thanks the Bellevue Lowe's for joining iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes to support hiring vets. Vets, listen up. The Bellevue Lowe's is looking to hire veterans. Go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes for a complete listing of open positions. Local businesses, go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes to register and learn more. Hire smart, hire vets. Go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes.
This report brought to you by American Laser Skin Care.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're dealing with an improved drive. Still seeing some messy spots, some rain really coming down hard in a few areas as well, kind of making it difficult to see. Northbound 405 through the Renton S curves, dealing with a little bit of congestion there. I-5 northbound backed up from the middle of Boeing Field to the Convention Center. And I-5 southbound, the on-ramp from Northgate Way, there's a film crew there on the scene that's supposedly going to be there until about 3 o'clock. At the moment, they're not blocking, but they have been briefly blocking every half hour or so. So just keep that in mind, but traffic is still able to get through.